Fashion Insider friends, what is up? This is the Fashion Crimes Podcast, where I cover all things fashion, style, shopping, style inspiration, and interview incredible small business owners who are changing the fashion industry for the better. Yes, I'm the best friend you never knew you needed and the poster child for fashion over 40. And I mean way after 40. Say it with me, fashion and style are your friends, not your enemies. I'm Holly Cates, your favorite personal stylist, and let's keep it real, the only Holly you need to know. Turn it up, because I got a lot to say, and I am super stoked you're here. Menopause and style. Is this a real thing? Why, yes, yes it is. And not only is it a thing, I'm using air quotes here, but it's also the only thing that a lot of women seem to be talking about. Stacey London, Drew Barrymore, a lot of celebrities, Rachel Ray is talking about it. How to dress during and post menopause. Is it glamorous? No. Is it sexy? Hell no. But what it is it's coming and headed straight toward all of us. However, never fear. This doesn't have to be something that sucks the life out of you. And you just step over to the side and let the cute clothing just pass you on by. No, ma'am. What we're going to do is prepare ourselves for what's coming by keeping up with how our bodies are changing. Not an easy task, I know, but we have to stay ahead of it so we don't wake up one day and wonder what happened. Comparing ourselves to who we used to be is not only counterproductive, but also cruel and negative self-talk. That right there, my friends, is a fashion crime. That's not who we are. We don't tear ourselves down in the mirror. No, we don't. We speak nicely to ourselves and make sure that we are not only taking care of our mental health, but we are also taking care of our outside too. Learning what not to do and avoiding these fashion mistakes will help you dress better and more flattering when these days do come upon us. And speaking of fashion mistakes, my best-selling book, Stop Making These Fashion Mistakes, is still number one on Amazon under Fashion and Style. Is your image holding you back? This captivating and quick style guide can get you to instantly break the cycle of feeling like you look just okay and good enough to feeling proportionate, empowered, and self-confident. It describes in detail the top fashion and style mistakes that people make without even knowing it. While learning these short style principles, you're soon going to understand why keeping your closet out of chaos, wearing the correct fitting undergarments, and dressing according to your lifestyle, age, and body type can do nothing but evolve your personal style. Getting dressed is something that should add joy and confidence to your everyday life, not bring you down. You too, I'm talking to you, you too can have complete control over the message you're sending to the world by using style as a tool to get ahead in life. Now, not every day is going to be a home run. I do know this, but you do have the option to opt in and dress the way that makes you feel like authentically you. This book is the first step in your style evolution to get unstuck. I can't think of a better way to make your outside match your inside with Stop Making These Fashion Mistakes. Get your copy now on Amazon.com. Just type in Holly Cates book or Stop Making These Fashion Mistakes and it will come up for you. It's about like a 15-minute read and it makes a great gift. Let's be honest, it is the gift that keeps on giving. Shout out to anyone who has purchased the book so far and those who have bought copies for their friends and their family, loving that journey for you and your people. That makes me so happy. Also, thank you to all who wrote in and told me that they bought copies for themselves and friends of friends and friends of family. Look, I don't want you to take the chance of making any fashion mistakes, okay? That's why you have to get the book. And I'll even give you an incentive. The first person after this episode that buys the book and then writes to me, you know, sends me a DM or whatever, that first person that does that will get a free 20-minute call from me just like Catherine did. Yes. Shout out to Catherine. She did not waste any time. She bought the book and immediately told me she got it. And she's like, where's my phone call? So good for Catherine for listening, paying attention, and taking advantage of that. You never know, when you listen to my podcast, there just might be a freebie in there somewhere. So keep listening and sharing with your besties, okay? It only benefits you and creates great fashion karma for you. I appreciate it more than you know, really. I'm willing to do it again this week for anyone who wants to buy the book and write me a fabulous review on Amazon, or you can write me a review on Apple Podcasts. You'll enter to win a free call with me. Do not wait. Do not, as I had to pick the first person who reached out to me last week. Monina Wright, skincare expert, esthetician, and makeup artist. Monina Wright is a licensed esthetician and professional makeup artist in the Bay Area, best-selling author, speaker, beauty trainer, and one of the top-ranked bridal makeup teams in the Bay Area, in addition to being the founder and CEO of Modern Beauty and Aesthetics. That's modern with an E. She totally schooled us on how to take care of our aging skin and some beauty tips that I for sure needed. So if you're interested in learning all about Monina and tapping into her makeup and skincare hot tips, then you're not going to want to miss this episode. That's episode 186. So make sure you go back and listen to that. You will not be sorry. I know for real, that I need all the help that I can get. Okay. Also, our friend and hair care expert, Valia Ramson, is coming back to the show for a part two. If you want to know about all things hair, do's and don'ts, make sure you go back and listen to that, which was episode 174. I mean, I couldn't get enough of Valia. That's why she's coming back for a part two. Also, if you have hair questions for her, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask, and I will be sure to address your question on the show. She sent me an entire box of hair care products, and I've been using them. This is the second day I've been using them. So let's hope a miracle occurs, okay? Let's hope. Did you listen to the week before that? Encore Bride's second wedding style inspo, episode 185. The reason why I'm mentioning that is because I did get some really great feedback from that episode from those of you who have either had friends that are getting married again, or you yourself are going to go up to the altar for a second or time. This is the episode for you. I saw somebody on Facebook who I was friends with several years back, and I was actually at her second wedding, and she just got married again for the third time. So looks like she got married on the beach, and she had on a very pretty lace dress that was super elegant. So, you know, good for her and happy that she is happy. And look, there's no shame in taking a couple times to get it right. You know, we all grow and change. And hopefully when you get married the first time or the second time, it sticks. But sometimes it takes people a little longer. And you know what? That's okay. I myself was not an encore bride, but Jonathan was an encore groom. And he likes to say that I'm his first wife and he was never married before and he has no idea what I'm talking about. So why would I even say that? If you want to know more about Encore Brides and style inspiration, or even if you're getting married for the first time, there's still some great ideas on the Pinterest board that I curated for you. And I'm all for a non-traditional wedding dress. That's what the board mostly is. So if that's your jam, hopefully you can get some style inspo from me, or you could send it to somebody else who might need it. You never know. If you're thinking about buying my book and you haven't gotten around to it yet, you might be thinking, hey now, so what are those mistakes? Well, you have to get the book and find out. But menopause and style, is that a real thing? Dressing for an aging body can be hard, but you bet your menopausal ass, it's sure going to be something that you're going to be able to master. The first and most common fashion mistake without even knowing it that most people make, especially people going through menopause, peri, or post, drumroll, is wearing the incorrect or ill-fitting undergarments. And yes, I'm talking to you, or maybe not you, but definitely someone you know, or wish that you could tell them, but you feel like you can't because you don't want to hurt their feelings or you don't want to get in their business. All right, so check it. I'm in the nail salon. Okay, this is a couple weeks ago. And this lady comes in and she sits down next to me. And she definitely looked like she was in her mid-60s, mid to late 60s. And we got to talking because y'all know I'm nosy, but, you know, in a loving way. And she was super nice. And she was talking to me about how she lives about 50 miles away from Atlanta. And she has to come to this specific place to get her nails done because there's no place that's really that good where she lives because she lives in the country. She also told me that she was in real estate and that she was still working. And then she asked me what I did for a living. And I told her, well, you know, when you tell someone you're a personal stylist, people start telling you their problems like you're a doctor and you give out medical advice. So the first thing she said to me was, you know what? I have the worst time finding really nice tops that fit me. And then I said, well, when's the last time you've been fitted for a bra? And she looked at me like I had three heads and she was like, well, I don't think I've ever been professionally fitted for a bra. And then I fell out of my chair. Okay. Now I know it's hard to fall out of a pedicure chair. Okay. And I didn't really fall out of my pedicure chair, but I totally could have fallen out. Again, this is probably the number one biggest pet peeve and fashion crime that you can, or someone you know, can commit. And maybe someone can write to me and explain this to me. I don't know why people don't know this. Okay. This is America. Why don't people know that they need to get fitted for a bra? Anyway, after I gave her my soapbox sermon, she told me that and I went like this, oh, hell no. So, you know, she was hanging on to every word and she said, well, where do I go? How do I do that? And I told her to go to a specialty store like our friends at Rigby Impeller or our friends at Jeanette Bras here in Atlanta, or she could go to a department store. And then I said, well, no wonder you don't like the way the tops are fitting you. I mean, duh, that's like pulling a raft out of the plastic package, putting it in the pool and wondering why you sink to the bottom. Okay, you got to put some air in it. It just goes to show my work on this planet, it's just nowhere near done. Okay, people, it's just not done. And then I made her subscribe to the podcast. And then I made her follow me on all social media channels. I literally was like, get out your phone right now. And she did. And I was like, follow me here, follow me there, da 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 da. And I gave her some really nice advice and she was very grateful. The reason why I'm telling you this story, and I know I got all worked up, is because if you're going through menopause, again, of course, that's going to be the first thing you're going to do. Now, the worst thing that can happen is that you're right, is that you're in the same size. That's the worst thing that can happen, okay? Get fitted for a new bra if you haven't done so in the past year or even 3 years. I'll even give you like 3 years, okay, if you've been the same weight. Then you're going to reevaluate your body type and figure out where your problem areas are. And this might be the same or slightly different from, say, like 10 years before. I can tell you with my body, the way that it's changing, it's a little bit different. We're not going to go try to make clothes fit that don't. We're going to get ahead of this so we don't look in the mirror and get stuck. That's what happened to all of us. And it's not a fun place to be. Okay. Hot tip. Instead of looking at this as a negative, we have to evolve our style as we age instead of clinging to who we once were. Reevaluating your body type is really just determining your body type. So how do you do that? You look at your body and you realistically decide where the majority of your weight is placed. Top, middle, bottom. That simple. Okay. Most people, and I do like to say most, fall into these categories of body type. Now, if you're considered top heavy, okay, like you have a big chest, you have big boobs, or you carry most of your weight in your chest, this is where you need the most support. Getting fitted for a bra is way easier than you think. I'm telling you, the technology is really advanced, and you can go to a department store or a specialty store to get fitted. But just note, I'm holding my boobs right now as we speak. Your boobs should be on the inside frame of your body, not up to your chin, not hanging down, and not passed out past your armpits. So if you put your hands in your armpits, your boobs should not be out there. Okay. They should be in and facing forward. If you think you're wearing the right size bra and you've never been fitted, you really are denying yourself the benefits of having a properly fitted bra. What are the benefits? The benefits are you're not going to be in pain. Your back's not going to hurt. Your shoulders are not going to hurt. And your breast tissue will be placed correctly on your body. So your clothes fit better. Okay. Your clothes will fit you better and it will accentuate your waist. Now, if you don't do it, this could lead to further health and body issues in addition to not giving your breast tissue the support that it needs to defy gravity. Okay. Shit's going down south. That's not a secret. It's not a mystery. Okay. Your boobs fall. Okay. Your skin has a way of stretching, especially people that are breastfed and had kids, or if you gain weight and lost weight, your boobs are going to eventually creep down. You've got to keep them up. A good fitting bra does not hurt. It is not too tight. It doesn't leave marks on your shoulders or leave your shoulders or your back red. It smooths out lumps and bumps on the back of your body and on the front. If your bra is doing any of the things that I just listed, the don'ts, then your bra is not fitting correctly. Now, here's another common issue that I get mad about. People say, well, this bra is so comfortable. It's so comfortable. It's so comfortable. Yes, your bra should be comfortable, but it should not be something that doesn't give you support because it is comfortable. Do not sacrifice support for style. Okay? Do not do that, please. That is a fashion crime. Now, if you're considered thick around the middle, then this is where you need the support. There are so many ways to camouflage this. High-waisted jeans, pants, skirts, belts, shapewear, monochromatic dressing, shorter jackets, etc., so forth, so on, and what have you. The biggest fashion crime is wearing long, flowy tops and dresses that you think are covering your stomach, like a baby doll dress or an empire waist dress. More fabric brings more attention to your center. It does not deflect it. When you wear these muumuu schmata long tops, you look pregnant or you look like you're trying to hide. Okay? It does not help you. Don't do it. It actually has the opposite effect. Somebody who's thick around the middle, I give them a high-waisted jean and a crop jacket. You know why? Because that is what brings the attention to the waist and gives them a shape. Somebody who's trying to hide their middle is like, why would I wear a shorter jacket? I need a longer jacket to hide it. You don't. You need a shorter jacket or a shorter top to create that waist that you're missing. Okay. Creating a waist or curves where there are none, that is the first step in dressing for your body type, especially if you have some weight around the middle. There's no shame in it. You just need to know how to dress for it. So if you feel like you have weight around your stomach area, fine. Get the right pants and get a top. Yes, you can tuck in your top. Yes, you can. You know why? Because that's going to give you a waist. Okay. When you try to cover it, you're actually doing the opposite. Now, if your hips and your seat are bigger than your bust or your middle measurement, like me, then that is a no-brainer. You just have to add a little more structure to the top to balance out your bottom half, which again emphasizes your waist anyway. It's a win-win. Anything to accentuate your waist. A-line dresses or A-line skirts, high-waisted pants, etc. Jackets really play a big, big part here. Structured clothing are what work best on someone who needs more balance up top. A statement sleeve or a pattern top or sweater that stops at the top of your waistband, that works great. A flared jean is always super flattering on someone with this body type as well. Yes, you can still wear skinny jeans. Yes, you can. There is no law, or it's not written in the Constitution, that skinny jeans are out, okay? But the flare is what's being shown right now, the boot cut and the flare, and that really does give your leg a longer, leaner look if you have bigger thighs the way I do. I put on flare jeans and I'm like, my legs look skinny. I have never said that in my life, but I have the right jeans. They're high-waisted and they are the right length, and I wear a heel with them and it makes me look long and lean. From my mouth to God's ears. That's just what I think. Okay. Menopause, this is my opinion. Okay. Again, that's why you're listening to this podcast, because this is my opinion. I would imagine, because it hasn't hit me yet, it is kind of like pregnancy, which again, I haven't done either. Thank God. I have a son. Yes. I helped raise him. Yes. But I did not push him out the chute. Thank God. So anyway, I assume it's sort of like pregnancy. It can hit you like a ton of bricks, or you can just roll with it and adjust. Didn't anybody have an obnoxious friend who was like, oh yeah, I'm totally pregnant, but I can do whatever. There's some people, it knocks them over, and other people are just totally fine until they give birth and then they're back in the gym the next day. Remember, you are not supposed to look the same as you did 10 or 20 years ago. You're not supposed to. If you do, good for you. But most people, they don't, okay? You're supposed to look like you, but better. Don't get stuck in the trap of trying to be someone you used to be, or just giving up and wearing what's comfortable and that what does not flatter you. Don't do that either. Style is a choice. It is a choice. You can sit on the bench and watch, or you can get in the game. There is room for everybody, and that includes you. And if you don't think you're doing anything wrong, okay, but everyone can certainly stand for some improvement, some style and fashion improvement. I look good. I know I look good. I want to look better, okay? I don't nearly know everything there is to know about fashion and style. Believe me, I don't. But I want to keep learning and I want to know more. That's why you're here, because you want to learn more too. So if you're in menopause now, if you're in perimenopause, which is what I'm in, or people my age are in, or if you're out of it, or if you haven't started yet, let this be your sign to start now. Make sure you're doing everything you can to support your mental health and make your outside match your inside. Some people, again, get smacked upside the head and they're like, oh my God, I used to be hot. What happened? Don't get to that point. Keep up with your style. Even if it's just one thing, take a small bite. Get some cute jeans that fit you. Ask for help in the store. Ask me. I always tell people, go on department store websites. Go to the top and it says best sellers. What's trending? Weekend wear, the work edit, things like that. See what is selling. See what department stores are suggesting. That's where you start. You like what you like. You don't like what you don't like. And that's okay. But that's how you start. You start with one thing. And I'm not saying you have to wear shapewear every day. That's unrealistic. You don't have to do that. But you should be wearing the right bra. That you should be wearing. And if you want to wear some underwear with a little bit of support, you know, that's comfortable. Awesome. Cool. You don't have to. It's just a choice. When your clothes fit you, you don't walk around saying, I need to lose weight. I need to lose weight. I need to lose weight. You just don't say that because you look so good because your clothes fit. It's just a completely brilliant, foolproof plan. It works. And I've never had somebody call me after I've worked with them and say, hey, I want my old stuff back. It just doesn't work like that. So everyone's talking about menopause. This is the buzz right now. I wanted to address it. If you have questions, please call me. You can email me. You can send me a DM on the Fashion Crimes Podcast or the Holly Kate Styling Instagram, whatever y'all want to do. I did not do a Pinterest board this week because, again, menopause and style, it's really about getting clothes that fit you well. Now, I did put some pictures on a Pinterest board about Fashion Week in Milan and Paris. A lot of brands used older models that were over 40, and they got a lot of press and recognition for it. So I did send some pictures to Pinterest. Go ahead and take a look at that. Get some style inspo. It's not over, kids. It's not over. We're just beginning to figure out who we are now and what we want to wear and what's the message we want to send to the world. I know what I want to send to the world. but my message might not be the same as yours. Let's get in the game. Let's get off the bench. And y'all call me if you need anything. And please buy my book. And please, sorry, that sounded desperate. And please send this to a friend who you think, you know, could use a kick or two in the pants. That would be helpful. And also, if you do leave me a review, I will be sure to give you a shout out, just like I gave Catherine a shout out. Oh, and shout out to Kathy, who always emails me every week. She's super sweet. She's like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So we have a nice relationship, and she's asking me for help because she knows she can. So y'all have a great week. Don't get mad at me for talking about menopause. It's something that we all need to talk about. It's just easy to talk about before it happens. So that's why I'm talking about it now. Talk to you later. Thank you so much for listening. Love you guys. Bye.